You're now listening to the English News of Gangtae Radio and Television Station. On March 22nd morning, Gangtae City Party Committee organized a conference to thoroughly grasp and implement the thematic 2024 of studying and following Ho Chi Minh's ideology, ethics, and style on promoting the will to be self-reliant, to continue to strengthen the work of building a clean and strong party and political system. Dr. Fan Gongkan, the director of the Academy of Politics, Region 4, began by stressing the need to adhere strictly to the 13th Party Congress document. The central resolutions on Gangtae City development should be rigorously followed next, and Resolution No. 17, dated December 4, 2023, of the Standing Committee of Gangtae City Party Committee on duties for the year 2024 should be put into practice third. On March 21st, the working delegation of the city military headquarters, led by Lieutenant Colonel Huan Wanghong, commander of the city military headquarters, came to survey the sites in Ningqiu District Defense Zone drill in 2024. The commander of the city military command and leaders of Ningqiu District approved the planned rehearsal locations after surveying the mechanism operation positions, the A2 military location, and the A military combat drill area. They also requested that the relevant forces modify the locations of military practice area to better fit the plan and terrain. On March 21st, the Standing Vice Secretary of the City Party Committee, Chairman of the City People's Council, Mr. Fan Wanghiu, and leaders of some agencies visited and learned about the activities of Deng Tai Wan during cooperative in Fengding District. The cooperative 2023 crop yielded roughly 500 to 600 tons on an area of 38 hectares and 43 households involved. Several connected businesses have bought products from the cooperative. One step that can be taken to assist farmers in progressively changing their production methods in the creation of planting area codes for fruit trees in general and durian trees in particular. The Chinese Consulate General in Ho Chi Minh City said that Chinese businesses want to discuss with Vietnamese rice experts to explore opportunities for deeper cooperation, especially in growing rice and increasing rice value in the context of ongoing saltwater intrusion. China is a huge market, with 1.4 billion people, according to the Chinese Consulate General in Ho Chi Minh City. China accounted for about $12.2 billion in Vietnam's total turnover in 2023, making it the country's top export market for agricultural, forestry, and fishery products. China in particular rose to become the third largest Vietnamese rice import market, accounting for ST25 rice. According to the Vietnam Seafood Association, in 2024, it is forecast that shrimp exports will improve and may increase slightly by 10 to 15% compared to 2023, expected to earn more than $4 billion. For many years, shrimp has been a vital component of Vietnam's agriculture sector overall and the seafood industry in particular. This sector generates about $4 billion in revenue for our nation annually and accounts for 45 to 50% of the entire seafood export value. Vietnam ranks in the top 4 countries in the world for shrimp exports and is one of the biggest shrimp producers worldwide. The Electricity Regulatory Authority, Ministry of Industry and Trade, said that it has made many plans to prepare for electricity supply during the dry season in 2024. However, the electricity system is currently facing many risks if unusual developments occur in the future. The National Power System Dispatch Center reported that numerous events have resulted in a reduction in capacity at certain coal-fired power facilities and a lack of overall output in recent times. According to a Ministry of Industry and Trade spokesman, the ministry has requested that multi-purpose strategic hydropower facilities in the northern region provide a report on the state of their reservoir about a year's supply to guarantee electricity delivery throughout the dry season. The People's Committee of Gangte City has just decided to approve the result of the competition for the architectural plan of Bin Thuy Bridge, part of the project to upgrade and expand National Highway 91. Result, the design Bin Thuy's mark of Zhengsheng Consulting Joint Stock Company won the first prize. The 12th Gangte City University of Medicine and Pharmacy Youth Science and Technology Conference seeks to select representative scientific works for the 22nd Youth Science and Technology Conference in the Health Industry in 2024 at Gangte University of Medicine and Pharmacy, as well as to encourage lecturers, students, and young students of the university to participate in scientific research, serving training, and taking care of people's health in the Mekong Delta. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.